And Smoker says,
if people don't want to go there because they're smoking, they can go somewhere else.
Anton Collage, who owns the Coney King restaurant in Detroit, thinks his business could take a hit.
All the restaurants, they should have like a small section for the smoking area.
The ban would not apply to cigar bars, tobacco specialty stores, home offices, and three Detroit casinos. It would take effect next May. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
And the University Medical Center in Las Vegas suspending a half dozen workers for a horrible incident. A patient was left waiting for treatment for 6 hours. She had stomach pains and was unknowingly pregnant and eventually lost the baby.
This will not be tolerated at UMC. We have expectations that all of our patients will be treated with dignity and respect, and there's no exception to that. I mean, there's just no exception.
Hospital CEO Kathy Silver, but through an attorney, the patient's family is hoping that true change can come out of this event. I'm Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your Central Coast forecast right here. The weekend is going to be rainy and windy. Today, rain, wind, possibly some thunder, high of 57. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. We're going to get about an inch to 2 inches of rain. Tonight, rain showers early into steady rain overnight, about a half inch of rain, and a low of 56 with southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Sunday, steady rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon with a quarter inch of rain, high of 57 and west-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, small craft advisory in effect from 10 this morning through the evening, and south winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming southeast 15 to 25 knots by mid-morning. The wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Rain and isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, southwest winds 15 to 25 knots. Wind waves 3 to 5 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Rain and thunderstorms. Sunday, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west swell 8 to 10 feet at 11 seconds, and showers are likely. Current temperature is 54 degrees in Salinas, 51 in Watsonville, and 52 in Monterey. We're at 52 as well here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. Official time, 10:06 and 50 seconds on this Saturday, December 12th, 2009. Up next, we have the Saturday special. Michael Olson's in the studio. Michael Zwirling. Hi, Michael.
I've been called worse things than Michael Olson.
Well,
in fact, that's
know.
A better thing to be Michael Olson than be Michael Zwirling. So thank you for the compliment.
No problem. How are we doing today?
Fine. except I'm a little irritated.
At?
The Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency.
What's
they have sent
on?
Me a past due statement. Now, I have almost perfect credit, okay?
Okay.
They are threatening me. They are threatening me with, it says, if account is, it's a past due statement. It says, if account is not paid within the due date, it will be turned over to collections. Si su cuenta no está pagada con la fecha, the vencimiento será enviada a colección. At least they didn't put that first, right? I mean, yeah. And what it's a past due charge for $96 plus $1.44 for a past due charge. And this is for the privilege of having a well on my property in that district. Now, over the years, you've heard me complain about this and ask the listeners if this is a correct thing and should I pay it. And I always do, even though a lot of the listeners say that I'm a fool to do that, that I should. But here's the thing. I remember a court case very recently within the last couple of years that struck down this charge. And these people are still charging it. The arrogance. Anyhow, we haven't even started the program. Let's. You want to start the show? Should we start the show?
I guess.
All right.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning.
may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Now, I know that this doesn't affect most of the people in our audience, but it's the principle of the thing, you know? Where do these people come off? They've been told that their charge is illegal, and they continue to charge it. They continue to assess it. Now, am I going to have the balls to not pay at this time? Let's find out.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
What does that have to do with the subject of our show today? You all know how I feel about being free and independent, particularly when it comes to being entrepreneurial. Yep, setting one's life up so as not to be dependent upon any single employer for one's livelihood is something I wish more people would strive for. Not just for the financial security, but damn it, just for the sport and challenge of it, if nothing else. My God, what an exciting world there is out there. Sure, there are lots of dangers and challenges, but imagine the satisfaction of providing a product or service that improves lives. Entrepreneurs are among the people most admired by me. Scott Gold is one of those people. He owns and actively operates multiple businesses here in Santa Cruz, including two very impressive, fast-growing national brands. Scott deserves all his success and more because he's one heck of a nice, high-integrity guy, plus the hardest worker you will ever meet. Oh yeah, he is also probably one of the best advocates imaginable for your favorite radio station. Get to know and be inspired by Scott Gold on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Wouldn't It Be Cool If Everyone Could Have and Be a Friend Like Scott Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. I'm chewing some delicious protein. Some people think that's rude and crass and crude. Those people are correct. But I'm doing it for a reason. This is very personal, but I'm going to share with the audience. I'm tired of being a little overweight. I want to be slender. I want to be svelte. I want to be semi-good looking. And I want to have a good blood panel. And the only way I'm going to do that is by not eating any sugars and not eating any carbs. So I am eating some delicious fresh fish. Sword fish. Now, my sister last night gave me a piece. When she saw that I was eating fresh fish, she handed me something that said, look at the various seafoods that are safe and not safe. And, of course, you know, it's swordfish that I'm eating. And this was swordfish from another country. It's not USA swordfish. It's from Singapore. And the first thing it said under foods to avoid is swordfish from Singapore because of the high mercury content and so forth, the potentially high mercury. You just can't win. You just can't win. Hey, Scott.
How you doing?
Good. Well, so you got me going the other day when you asked me what's on the Saturday special, and I said, I don't know, I'll figure something out.
I was very surprised to hear I was.
Yeah, no. It was actually my mom's idea. She says, what about the man whose first name I keep forgetting?
She knows me as Steve.
Uh-huh.
Steve Gold. She remembers my last name, but she never remembers my first
I think
name.
She'll remember now, because she actually asked me, did you ever get in touch with Scott?
There you go.
So she's starting to remember.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Anyhow, you and I met. The first time we met was when you were a cop, and I forgot. Like my mother forgets your first name.
We met a couple times in Capitola. I was a police officer. And you tried to coerce me into some form of, you know, back me into a corner. You wanted some information for a show, obviously.
Was it for a show?
Yeah, I believe it was for one of your topics for the Saturday special. This is going back probably 15 years, 12 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And there was an issue in Capitola that had happened, and I want to say that it was the restaurant down in the village with the Italian fellow.
It was. Now I remember.
Okay. And you're baiting me to try to come up with this stuff, and I was
I was really mad because some
code enforcement.
There was a real building. There was a. Now I remember what it was.
And that was the first time, and there was a second one where then I knew you, and I knew, you know, I was like, oh man, I got to watch what I say around.
Well, yeah. What had happened is that I there was a slow pay advertiser. I mean, really slow pay. And he had gotten all the advertising.
Lucci?
No. Oh, no. Lucio.
There was, Lucio, remember they had a problem with the amount of people they were allowed to have in the restaurant, or there was some, you know, remember they were trying to keep
okay.
them from having X amount of people or something
Thank
about
you.
The restaurant.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I was talking to you
yes.
about. I remember I had an altercation, and I guess it wasn't.
And you
it
couldn't
wasn't
believe
you.
That the city would put this undue pressure on a business that was actually thriving, and you know they kept coming down on cracking down on
yeah
about the,
and we had Lucio we invited Lucio to come yes. down here on the Saturday special, and he told his story
you
and
invited
the,
me
and made the city look really bad. And the mayor, actually the then mayor, was Robert something or other, I think, called in at the time, and he was not happy at all that he was being made to look so bad. But I'm happy that he called in because he told his side of the story, which didn't, you know, it didn't hold much water.
Yes, exactly. And the second time was about a U-turn sign on 38th and Capitol Road.
Were you the guy who gave me the ticket?
No, I wasn't the guy. You actually got the guy that gave you the ticket to come on the radio, though.
I did?
Paul Van Horsen, yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I believe he came on and talked to you about it.
Son of
and
a
you,
God.
And he changed your mind, I think, on the radio.
And decided...
That you said, yeah, you're right, that's why that's there. And
it takes a big man to admit that he's wrong.
I'm just guessing. That. I think I recall... That's a long time ago.
So. The altercation that... It was an altercation that I remembered in I went into a restaurant. I'm not going to... I don't even remember the name of it, honestly. It was so long ago. But I went in to ask the owner, when are you going to pay your advertising bill? It was about 6 months old or something. And he literally threw me out of the place and said, don't ever come back.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And I said, and I thought, can he do that? And I figured,
yes,
so I might have, I might have went down to
I
the.
Think,
to,
I think you asked if that was even legal to be thrown out of a place, and I said yes. It it's a civil matter. I think that's our number one answer is always, I believe this is a civil matter. You should take that up with an attorney, or, you know, we try to shuffle those things off to the.
And then many, many years later, you I guess you've listened to the station, right? You were a listener to the station even before that.
Even before that. You know, when we were kids, I grew up down Corcoran, and we had to listen to your station every time we picked up the telephone. So
right, whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah, you had to. So we got kind of hooked on it like that. It's a, you know, we always thought you did that on purpose, so we'd listen. But always afraid to talk to you because you'd be like becoming friends with Darth Vader, you know. You know, do you really want to hang out with Darth Vader? I mean, this guy is evil, you know, just because of the show and that, the, you know, the cops and all the different people. Man, be careful what you say to him. He'll put it on the radio. You know?
Oh.
So, and then it was years later. I don't remember when it was again that we met up again.
I think you called.
One of your guys had, and we wanted to do some cross-promoting with you guys. And he said he had talked to you, and... Again, it was back to that same thing. It was one of your employees. Man, you know, I'll deal with this situation, and it's not easy to deal with them. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, we got a lot to offer over here.
Because I might get mad and put it on the radio.
Yeah, this evil guy. And I'm thinking, man, I've heard about him. You got to be careful. Don't say anything political. Don't, you know, get you tied up there. So eventually he ended up quitting and moving on. And I wondered what happened to the deal with doing the deal with Shirt Crafter and
yeah.
getting some cross-promoting, doing some stuff there. And so I called you. That's right, I did. That's I just said, you know what, that I worked a lot on that deal, and I did a lot of
And you
of
reminded
sampling.
Me that we already knew each other from when you were a police officer for the city of Capitola.
Very approachable, easy to talk to. I was very excited to do stuff with you, and we've been doing all kinds of projects since then.
And it's great, Scott. It's been, you know, we kid around a lot. I kid around a lot on the radio, perhaps more than I should, but it's been great getting to know you and realize and getting to realize that you think, you look at the world pretty much like I do, both politically and as the world being your oyster, you know, where you can, is a great
you
world out there.
Never,
and there's all kinds of things that you can do. And
I think there's two types of people, the ones that wake up in the morning and think, wow, what is the world, what's in the out there for me today? And then there's ones that wake up and say, oh my God, what are they going to do to me today? And I don't want to be one of those people that just dwells on, oh, what's going to happen today? Oh God, I don't even want to get up. I look at it as there's a lot of good things that are going to happen. You got to go find them. So.
And were you, it sounds like you're born with that kind of an attitude, right? I mean, you must have always been that way. You've always been excited about the world around you and doing fun things and, you know, enjoying life. And
I think the older you get, the more you realize that you're going to die. You only have so long you're going to be here. Well, and I think when I was younger, I didn't realize what you could do. And it took a lot of time and a lot of mentoring. And I have a lot of mentors that I look at and that I looked at what they did and how they did it. Not necessarily a monetary thing. It's not, you know, oh, these guys are rich or these guys. It's quality of life. And I learned quite a few years ago about quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were kids, and you're a lot older than I am, I remember taking vacations that were 6 weeks long. I remember that there was a quality of life when I was growing up. Not that we had the best. We were, you know, far from, you know, in the graces of money or anything like that, but we still, everything was slower. It was more, you got to go, you'd go to the Grand Canyon for 3 weeks.
With your family.
Yeah, the family. You go on these vacations that were just incredible, but you're lucky if you can get a day, an overnighter somewhere and say, hey man, we can sneak away here. The thing you talked about in the beginning with the bill, these silent bills, I bet you we have hundreds of these each that are these insurance bill, this extra DMV fee, this, I mean, we're getting bombarded with these silent bills that, like your water bill.
Mm-hmm. And I have
if you add
well.
Those up, if
I
you add those
well.
Up, yeah, just, you got your own well and they're charging you for that. Do they come maintain it? No, they don't do any of that stuff. Where does that money go and what
it
is it
goes
for?
Into a bureaucracy called the Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency, which I believe was set up to monitor, you know, the use of the aquifer.
Yeah.
And because there is, I guess, a legitimate concern about saltwater intrusion in the Pajaro Valley.
So how does that end up? I mean, I can only imagine how many people are paying this, you know, in that area. So how is that money getting spent or protecting it? Or, you know, that would be the interesting side of this, in words, you know, and back to my same thing.
Yeah.
These silent bills add up, and these today compared to before, you knew what bills you had. You had a phone bill, you had a, you know, your auto insurance, you paid for gas, you real simple.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
I'd like to go back to that. Now we're just choked by
the services that you get for what you paid for back then.
And then there's a percentage
were discernible,
of
and now they're not discernible.
There's a percentage of these that are just nuisance bills that they send out. I see them every day, owning businesses and stuff. We get these bills that are $39 for it's a rainmaker so and so systems. You research it and research it, no one will call you back, but it's nothing. It's just there's a certain amount of people that actually send stuff out. And people pay it. The government does it. The IRS has done it. They go, oh, we sent out too many of these. And, you know, people pay it. 80% of the people just pay it.
Because they'd rather not hassle. Yeah.
Exactly.
Scott, let's back up and talk about your love for entrepreneurism, because you and I definitely share that. When I first met you, you were a police officer, and I don't know if you were an entrepreneur also back then, or if you hadn't quite thought about going into business at that point in your life, or tell me.
I think that just all started when I was a young kid and I was riding my bike home, and I was probably 10 years old, and I saw a guy down at the end of the street. He was a truck driver around the corner, which was not far from here, and he was throwing away a lawnmower. And I saw this lawnmower out at the curb, and I said, you know, I talked to him, and I said, what's up with the lawnmower? And he said, I'm throwing it away. It doesn't run anymore. So I tied it to the back of my bike, and I hauled it home, and, you know, it took a couple weeks to get parts for it. My dad showed me how to fix it. We got it running, gave me some other tools. I went down through the neighborhoods and see if I could mow some lawns, make some money.
Wow.
I wasn't that age. I wasn't old enough to have a paper route yet. They had a age limit, and I was six months away.
It was 10 years old for the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
I don't know about in your time. In my time,
it was 10. But it was only 8 if it was for the San Francisco News Call Bulletin.
I was about 6 months away from getting this paper route, and I needed something to do. I needed some money. We didn't have any money. We didn't have anything, you know. I figured out early that if you want something, you want a new surfboard or a wetsuit or a bike or anything, you're going to pay for it because the parents weren't going to be able to pull it off. And so what happened was I got this thing running. I went through and I ended up signing up a couple apartment complexes right here on Corcoran and started mowing lawns. And ended up selling that business because I got a paper out. I ended up getting 2 paper outs. I couldn't get the one in my neighborhood, so I had to take one down at the end of 38th and 26th.
Was it for the Santa Cruz Sentinel?
Santa Cruz Sentinel. Uh-huh. So what I did was I had to end up with the paper out, and it got a little busy back then. I ended up getting a job at Dunlop's Donuts and worked for Bill Dunlop for years.
Okay.
So what happened was I'd end my paper out at Dunlop's. And one day, Bill Dunlop, you know, I was eating a donut in there and wasn't having a cup of coffee, probably hot chocolate. And he said, hey, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm running papers over here and this is the end. You know, he said, hey, do you have time? I lost my kid that cleans. You want to clean this? So I ended up cleaning that. Well, it's a long story. I'm sorry.
I'm doing two things.
I'm doing, no. So then I have the one paper out and I have the lawn mowing thing.
Right.
So all of a sudden, and this is funny, I remember all this stuff, Route 128 opened up in my neighborhood, and it was a big route. So I took 2 routes. They said, we can't give you the route in your neighborhood because we have no one to fill the other one. I said, that's fine. I'll do both. And clean the donut shop on the weekends. I was running and doing the mowing everybody's lawns and doing that. So I ended up selling the lawnmower service, which basically just meant that I sold the lawnmower or the rakes, all, you know, to this kid. He made payments on it and stayed with the 2 paper outs and cleaning the donut shop. And then I became a food prep after that and just continued to, I don't know, I don't think I ever planned on doing the entrepreneur thing. I just was hustling to make money.
You just did it?
Yeah, just hustling.
Before you woke up one day and you realized you're an entrepreneur.
Possibly. I don't consider myself an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you
worthy,
do.
Or on, even worthy of this.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I want to make it clear.
Let's talk about your business.
I don't feel even worthy of having a show. You know, having the Saturday special is a real honor, and I don't feel like you told me you was going to come on here, and I started laughing. The reason why I was like, man, I don't know, worthy of this. Come on.
No, let's tell your story, because I think it's a really neat one. So this is really cool. You backed up to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And
that's where it started, was I needed money, and
yeah,
sure enough, I found a way to make money.
Now let's fast forward to the current day. You started a company called Shirt Crafters.
Yeah, it's actually started with the... I saw an idea. One of my partners had a golf training product that was kind of shelved, and I stumbled across it.
Okay, one of your partners. So
yeah,
in one of your existing businesses.
He's the original. Actually Dick Tiffin, and he's the original creator of the product. But there were some issues with it; it hadn't been patented. I ended up buying it and find out there was no patent on it. It wasn't even pending, you know, so.
But what other business? You sounds
like
you must
have had a... Yeah, this is how it started.
Okay.
I'd already been in construction, been licensed since 89, and had been building houses.
As a building contractor, okay.
Yeah, as a building contractor, which I still am today. And I saw this idea, and I liked it, and I started shopping around, seeing what it is, and actually invested some money into it. And again, this is all stuff after I do construction all day, or a lot of the construction has funded all the stuff that I've done.
Right.
And it's a safe way to go, you know, just...
Was most of your construction working for others, like building projects for others, or did you do
residential,
some...
Residential, I've done some spec building and not really fond of it.
Uh-huh.
That's not my thing.
Yeah.
It's just not. I don't know. I might be an entrepreneur and a gambler in some ways, but not when it comes to spec building.
In this county, you have to be sort of
stupid.
Well, you know, that's a whole nother show. You know, the sad thing about the spec building and that is that a lot of the what I see is a lot of the landowners go and look at what's the house going to be worth once it's built and done, and then they just deduct the cost of building the house, and that's what their land's worth.
Yeah.
Well, they took all the drive and all the, you know, the good part of actually spec building called the profit out of the equation, and now you're supposed to take a chance and hope the market's going to be going up and you might have a little bit more in there. That's that doesn't work for me. It's not a good deal.
So for years, since from 89 until recently, you...
I'm still building.
Still building. Okay.
I'm talking about being done here shortly.
Okay.
Another month or so.
Oh, right. But with your...
Yeah, done building. I got too much
you don't have
stuff
time.
Going on. Yeah.
All right. So
I got into this golf training product, which is now in the market. It took a long time. It made a lot of mistakes. And a lot of people need to understand that you're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. And you got to be able to look at the mistake and correct it.
What year was this that you acquired this?
Oh, I want to say 2003.
So in 2003, you met someone named Tiffin.
Yep, Dick Tiffin.
Who had a product that he had...
It's an under development, I would say, yeah.
Okay, and this is a product to help people improve their golf swing.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's called...
Divot Mat.
It's called Divot Mat. Was it called Divot Mat then, or did you give it the name?
No, it was called Divot Mat, and I actually liked the name. I liked the concept, but we just basically redesigned it and made it safer, and... And actually, we had a big paper issue. There's a lot of nights that, you know, I'd probably balled up in the corner crying myself to sleep, you know, where I made mistakes and things were happening. You know, it was a pretty big deal to bring something to market. And I hadn't realized any of this when I started. I'm a little naive and a little probably, you know, pigheaded when it comes to... Someone says you can't do something, I don't check. I just say, I can do that. I'll figure out
where,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, you know, 98.5% of all products never make it to market. You know, I didn't look at the statistics or I didn't care about that stuff. And only a tiny percentage of those 1.5% actually are successful. You know, and I've seen why that products don't make it to market. I've lived it. I've had to fight as hard as I possibly could to get that product out.
So your product almost didn't make it to market.
Many times over, yeah.
Yeah, and you never gave up. And what is its status now? What is the status of the
Divot? We're officially on the market, and we're shipping now, and everything's straightened out. And there was a crossroads there. One of the biggest crossroads was we had developed something that basically failed. You know, we had a paper that... This incredible paper that wouldn't tear and that, but within 6 weeks of manufacturing it, if it went back east, it became very soggy and it soaked up moisture, it would tear. If it stayed out here on the West Coast or any of the dry states, it would get brittle and tear.
Uh-huh.
So the product, technically the product didn't even work.
Wow, so you needed to redesign it.
Yes, yeah. And that was a big deal. That was like, hey, we're ready to launch this thing. We've spent all this money on this, and I basically have to make a decision. Should I, you know, in the crew that I was with basically said, hey, we'll sell this all day long. It'll get out of there. So what if we have people complain and we'll still make our money? But I wasn't able to live with that. I wasn't able to, you know, if I had one person come up to me and look me in the eyes and say, hey, this thing's a piece of crap. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, you can say crap.
Hey,
just don't say bleep.
This thing's a, that's your thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't look them in the eye, and I wouldn't be able to do that. I basically redesigned the paper, and we came up with a new formula and did it all. It took a couple of years, but it now works. Now it's right. We're selling it. It's fine. But a lot of people, that would have been the end all, and that would have ruined the product.
And you expect it's just come on the market recently.
Yes,
right?
it's just as of the last week and a half or so, we finally got it out.
And do you have any idea how I mean, this is for everybody in golf.
Yeah, the other thing is,
and it's a brilliant invention, and it's very simple and it's very inexpensive.
I love the product. I learned how to golf right-handed with it. I switched from left-handed to right-handed, and I truly believe in it. There's nothing that I'll do that if I don't believe in it, I'm not going to do it. It's just too
makes
hard.
Sense.
It's just, you know, the people, you know, you guys are saying I'm the hardest worker ever. It has nothing to do with that. It's when I get in there, you're up against challenges every day. And I have a whole staff and a whole, you know, team that on each one of these projects that has families and believes in me. They're ultimately, they're helping me live my dream. So I'm going to give 110%. I'll work all night. I'll do whatever I have to make sure that everyone is taken care of. I don't, there's a lot of pressures that come with that, you know, that I don't think people realize that as this thing grows, there's more and more people involved and there's more at stake. So why would I ever take a chance of not doing everything I could? Is someone going to follow me if I'm not giving more than anyone else? So there's never a question of, oh, I need to work or that. I might get bummed out if I have to work all night and all day. And for a minute, once I get in there and start going, I feel great.
And it could, and it could cost you in terms of your family life, because you're married with two teenage daughters, right?
Or yeah,
son and daughter.
Son and a daughter.
Yeah.
And it's there's a sacrifice there too. That's a huge sacrifice for the family. And you know, and I think the big thing that changed that was my wife actually works. You know, I'd like to say for me, but she doesn't. She runs. She's kind of works for herself.
Uh-huh.
She runs a lot of this, and that changed our relationship a lot. She got to see what I was doing, see what I was, you know, because she owns half of it, obviously.
Right.
But it changed our relationship and actually helped it a lot, because now she's involved and knows what's going on and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it made us closer, you know, more of a team. So
that was that relatively recently?
I would say last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And now she's gnarly. She gets in there and gets it done, man.
Gnarly.
She is. It used to be like all fun and, you know, I could just spend what I wanted. But the good news is she's controls it and it's going in the right direction now. You know, a lot of times you don't need a guy like me in there with the checkbook, because I'll get some crazy idea and want to spend money on a race car or something or a big truck. And she's like, whoa, whoa. You know, she's the perfect balance with that company needed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did it take? Was it hard for you to coax her into coming into the business? Or,
God, I don't know how hard it was. You know what? It was one of my other big mistakes, and we had some problems financially, trusting different people, and it was at in a crisis point that we kind of got her in there.
Uh-huh.
And she incredibly has straightened out. And refigured out everything and straightened it out on the books and all that, and working with our CFO. So it was kind of a crisis point. So there was no coaxing. It was I need some help here. Something's going on. We can't figure it out.
Let's talk about your big success to date, because it sounds like DivotMat is going to be a huge success. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, DivotMat's doing really well already. It's already, you know, just getting out. All the magazines picked it up, and we're just starting right now. So I'm really happy with that. We own the merchandise outright right now. We have all the stock. We've sat on it for a while because of my issues with the product. So that's a good one, man. I'm really proud of that. That product and being able to, the advertising, the marketing pieces, all of it, it's really come together. And we have a Brooks Lambert is the president of that. He's basically running the whole thing, and we've worked hand in hand on that, and I'm really proud of him. I'm stoked that he's on board, and incredible his vision. He's done multiple products launches
and the pro golfer Laird Small
is just golden. What a wonderful person he is. He's just helped me, you know, figure out the whole golf industry and the golf swing, more importantly, and some of the biggest problems in the golfing world. Besides Tiger Woods, yeah, I don't think he's a problem. I was hoping we were going to bring it up, but I figured I'd get this out of the way.
Sure.
That's anything he does is none of my business. I agree with Jack Nicklaus that it's none of my business.
It's none of anybody's business.
Yes.
So that's why it's the biggest news story in the world.
I like to watch him play golf. And, you know, what he does besides that's his deal.
Right.
So leave him alone.
Tell us about Blanco Basura,
which is
what's been going. That's a business that's been going for some years now, right?
Yeah. Blanco Basura is funny because it started and it's always been a joke, and it's a personal thing since 1999. And we've gotten really into racing and all the stuff I like to do because of it. And I guess one of the biggest things about any of these businesses, they were ultimately, although one of them failed at it, built so that I could have fun. I could do the things I love to do. When I say one of them failed, Divot Mat failed miserably, because when I looked at that and I saw it and I started researching the product and what it could do, and first thought to my mind was, I loved golf. Man, I'm going to be golfing everywhere. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to have such a good time golfing. And it's the opposite. You get into a golf product. If anybody out there wants to get into golf products because they love golfing, don't do it, because you will never golf again. Every time you go to a beautiful course, you will not get to golf. You're going to be there working.
And
it's horrible. Although Blanco Becerra was always fun, and it's, you know, for the non-Spanish speaking people, it does stand for white trash. And for all the women that are like going, oh my God, that's backwards, the women's clothes is actually, they're called Becerra Blanca, because they always correct me and say it's backwards, and I told them it's going to be white trash. So the idea behind that was to, it was just a joke. It was fun, and it just kind of continued to grow and grow.
Tell us how it started.
We were in Mexico, and we were drunk, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent, you know, growing up in Mexico. Mm-hmm. My grandparents always had a house in Baja, and that's where we vacationed. We'd go mm-hmm. down there for 6 weeks every couple months, and love Baja and love surfing down there and just love being there. And we were drunk, and for some reason, someone called me white trash. And if you're in Mexico, as you know, you try to translate everything into mm-hmm. Spanish. And mm-hmm. I came up with Blanco Becerra. I thought it was kind of funny, and it was just kind of a joke. And came back and made some shirts to kind of.
Now, you weren't in the shirt making business then.
No, I wasn't. I just wanted to commemorate the trip, and they, you know, these guys were calling me Blanco Becerra, and I figured, I'll wear a shirt. If you want to call me that, I'll wear a shirt. So I ended up trying to get some of these manufactured, and that's how this all kind of came about. Was mm-hmm. manufacturing was horrible. You go into these places and they have a skateboarder mentality, and you know they're all burned out skaters back then that were doing a lot of these shirts, and it just was impossible. The product was wrong. I'd say, hey, this is wrong. This is what it said, and they'd say it's tough. You know, so I looked at what they were doing when I was there, and I watched enough. Just overlooking, I said, man, anyone can do that. That doesn't look that hard. I think we did it in high school at Harbor High when I was over there. It wasn't that hard. So I bought all the equipment, and I hadn't really put any of it together. I put it in storage, and one day when we were doing a thing for Divot Mat, when we were first starting, we were going to have this presentation, so they needed shirts, and it was real expensive. So I said, hey, we can make them ourselves. What a mistake, you know?
Did you... You had no idea how
what investment would be
required for silk screening and all that kind
of stuff. Well, I'd already bought I bought all this machinery and stuff just as a, because I was going to do it myself anyway. I told myself, you know, I bought a manual press and a dryer and a flash dryer, and I bought a bunch of screens. I just went to this one lady I met that owned a store or owned a distributorship, and I said, what do I need? And how can I get a good deal? Do you have any demo units? And you know what I mean? I worked on the price a little bit. I wasn't just out there buying stuff. But I said, what do I need? And she gave me a list of stuff you would need to be able to do this. And I said, start looking for like a used dryer, a demo. So I got all this stuff, demo, used, and all that stuff. And delivered it, and I never touched it. So one day, we're going to do this. So I went and got a dump truck and went and loaded it up and hauled it to the shop. And had another guy that I knew that he ended up saying, I'll come over on the weekend, on Sunday I'll be back. I'm going to show you how to do all of it, how to burn the screens, I had no idea.
So your shop that you already had
for Divot Mat.
Was for the Divot Mat,
yes.
And nothing else at that
point. Yes, exactly.
And it was big enough for your anticipated growth of the Divot Mat golf product.
Yes, and it was already a space that was there, and, you know, so we were there already, had a lot of room, you know, used to have a lot of fun parties in there because it was all empty.
Right.
The whole back was empty, so... It ends up that he ended up getting killed in a car crash on the weekend before he could come over.
Who did?
A friend of mine did. And so he couldn't show me how to do it, so I started getting on the internet. I called a couple other people. They came over. They didn't know what they were doing. It was horrible. I mean, we had the whole back of the shop, and it was a mess, and there's ink everywhere. It was terrible. So I got on the internet, and I started researching on the internet how to do this and what are the pitfalls. And all of a sudden, there's all these great sites that say, you know, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do that. It has to dry this way. It took a little bit of time, but I got those shirts out. And of course, I picked for the people savvy of this, a six-color back.
in a four-color front to do my first shirt on, which was...
And then these are Blanco Basura shirts.
Yeah, and then I had the equipment set up, so I immediately started doing Blanco Basura shirts, selling those, started going all the races, and just, yeah, it just unfolded from there. I started buying more and more equipment because of that. Well, people started saying, hey, you know, can you make my shirts for me? Can you do this? Can you do... And I'd say, yeah, I can do that. Because I saw a revenue there. And, and to pull off anything, you got to be able to make money wherever you can. Coming, going, it doesn't matter. You need, you know, you're always going to be short on money. I don't care what you're doing. You're always going to be short on money. It's unless you're a Rockefeller or someone else. And at that point, I don't even know if I'd have the drive. If I had all that money, why would I start something
else? Exactly.
You know, I'd just be like cruising around on a yacht probably.
Yeah.
It's everyone's dream to do that, but I think...
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, you know, from what you're telling me and what I've observed about your businesses, these national... Blanco Basura is a national brand already. Divot Mat is a national brand already.
Blanco Basura is getting there. I always downplay it just because it's a... Some call it the bottom. We call it the top type scenario. You know, it's... White trash America is a working class. So,
and I predict that you're going to be a very, very wealthy person, not too far down the road, if you're not already. And what you just said a minute ago.
Does that mean you're adding me to your will, or what do we got
me?
Here?
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
What do you got here? You know I'm gonna be wealthy.
I have to give you a reason to add me to your will.
Oh man, but anyhow, I don't know about that.
Here is the deal. Here, suppose you had all the money you could imagine, right now, this minute. Snap your fingers. I mean, Divot Mat is way bigger success than it's anticipated. Blanco Basura grows bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And just that enough. I mean, it just makes you hundreds of millions of dollars, okay?
Yeah.
And you have all this money. Aren't you still going to be the same Scott? Aren't you always going to be thinking about other things to do? Or are you going to become one of those guys with a yacht? And
nah,
just
you
back?
Know what's funny is I think I would be... If I just had to stop everything and I sold everything, I think I would be, I'd still do something. I'd find something I wanted to do because what it ends up is the hunt's better than the kill, I think. And I don't think that you get into this, and it might even be a sickness, you get into this mode. How do you ever stop doing? I mean, this is exciting. This is exciting times. This is like making deals happen. And
you say exciting traveling. Times?
Yeah, this
because
is
of
good.
The down economy you're talking about?
No, it's not just the down economy.
So
but
you're
just,
a guy who strikes me who thinks all times are exciting.
Well, I'm saying this is exciting because if someone out there has a product and they see it and it starts being developed and then it's getting momentum now. It's like, oh my God, this person's signing on. This person, you're going to investors. All this stuff is exciting. You take that away. That's my life. That's what I live for night and day is to make these things happen. You take that all away. What is money going to do at that point? I know it's the ultimate dream and every, you know, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, I don't want money. But that's, I don't think that's why. Technically, I'm doing that. It's not because, oh, someday I'm going to have all this money and I'm going to be rich and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly over everybody's cities and laugh at them and, you know, it's not going to happen like that. I'm into the hunt. I love the hunt. I'm addicted to the part where it's an idea and you get to develop it. That is exciting. That's, you know. To me, that's exciting. I have a new alcoholic beverage coming out.
I was going to ask you about that. That's a Blanco Basura brand.
Yeah, and it's...
And it's more than just a bumper sticker now and more than just
a shirt
that you
or
sell.
A hat or, yeah, and we into cut and sew now where we're going to get into the... try to battle against Carhartt and Dickies and people like that where it's a real working clothes. You know, I don't consider ourselves a clothing company until we actually produce cut and sew clothing.
Uh-huh.
The other stuff's just novelty to me. You know, it's funny shirts or it's, you know, I just don't consider it a clothing company until we get into the full cut and sew. And that's always been my goal.
So it's in the process of being transformed. I'm talking about
Blanco
Basura now.
Yeah.
It's being transformed.
Now we have
just a clever logo and a shirt and a hat and so forth.
Yeah, and
which
I,
has sold many, many, you know, hundreds of thousands. I mean, in the millions,
the
maybe,
sticker,
right?
No, with the stickers.
Not in the millions?
Hundreds of thousands, maybe, with stickers included and all the other stuff, all the other swag and all the stuff out there. Yeah.
It's been a profitable business, and yeah. Now it's becoming a profitable national brand in terms of being a clothing line and an alcoholic beverage line. Tell us about the five-pack.
Yeah, I can only say certain things. It's going to be out, hopefully, on the shelves in a couple of weeks. That's been another one. We had to file for – technically we're a brewer of beer now. We have a distillery that we're technically the licensed distillery in Guadalajara, Mexico for tequila. We have a distiller's license to distill whiskey now. And we have what I consider probably one of the most unique combinations in what they call first in category in alcohol coming out here in a couple weeks. So we're a few weeks. You stay posted and we'll be launching the the Blanco Basura 5-pack here shortly.
Wow, that'll be great. Gee, I've been the worst host in the world today because the whole program has gone by, and I haven't even, except for the very beginning where I introduced Scott Gold in a not very perfect way. That is our guest today, Scott Gold, entrepreneur from Santa Cruz here, good friend of KSCO's and of mine, and he is our guest on the Saturday special talking about his businesses and the whole idea of being entrepreneurial. It's 10 minutes before 11 a.m. It's a Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Nikki James is the pilot in command, and she reminds me that we have some commercials to play. So thank you, Nikki. Let's do that, and we will be back right after these commercials. Stay with us.
Hi, Tim Whitlow from Whitlow Concrete. Pleased to sponsor this portion of the Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080. Get ideas for your project from our website, whitlowconcrete.com, and call us at 475-4499 for a free quote. That's 475-4499.
I am Professor Christian Gruber, conductor and artistic director of the Santa Cruz Chorale. Monday at 7:30 p.m., the Santa Cruz Chorale will sing the music of Lucas Osiander, Johann Walter, Michael Pretorius, and many others, particularly including a Magnificat by Dietrich Buxtehude. Hear our live rehearsal Monday at 7:30 p.m. on KSCO Radio and attend our concerts Saturday and Sunday at the 19th and 20th.
Brought to you by Benito and Azaro's Pacific Gardens Chapel. Locally owned and operated, Pacific Gardens Chapel is the quality standard in Santa Cruz.
Make spirits bright this year. And shopping so quick and simple.
Sounds great. Tell me more.
Give the one gift everybody loves to get from the two places everybody loves to go.
The one gift everybody loves from the two places everybody loves? What do you mean?
Give holiday gift cards from the Crow's Nest in Santa Cruz or the Shadow Brook in Capitola, the two restaurants everybody loves.
But how?
Call the Crow's Nest or the Shadow Brook. Log on to the Shadow Brook website or just drop by.
Perfect. Quick, simple, and sure to please. I'm so there.
Gift cards from the Shadowbrook or Crow's Nest. Perfect for the season or for any reason. And remember to take advantage of all the winter discounts and promotions going on right now at both the Crow's Nest and Shadowbrook. Call or visit crowsnest-santacruz.com or shadowbrook-capitola.com.
As the matriarch, and on behalf of the Swirling family, we would like to extend to all of our loyal and intelligent listeners a wish for a most joyous and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, and best wishes for a wonderful and peaceful new year. And thank all of you for letting us be your favorite radio stations. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman speaking up for the experts of electricity at Santa Cruz Electronics. Listen to what your friends and neighbors do with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Interfacing an HPLC with a mass spectrometer.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar-powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High-voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it. With the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. You can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me the two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens.
What wonderful, appropriate bumper music. Thank you, Nikki James. How are you, by the way? I didn't ask you that.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, yeah. Good. Are you enjoying the story of Scott Gold and his orchestra?
His orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, good. Now, I get off on this, and I really, the Saturday special was set up to be a controversial subject crossfire or an entrepreneurial success story. And we haven't done the entrepreneurial success story type Saturday specials for quite a while, so I thought it was high time. And here's Scott, you know.
And then you got this show where it's the entrepreneurial, not successful yet story.
Okay, all right. if you insist.
Hopefully on his way. I don't know, man. I don't feel successful.
Okay. So with Blanca Basura and Divot Matt, big.
Sure,
I predict. I'll just remember where you heard this, folks. I predict that it's going to be a huge – both are going to be big national, international success stories. So your local business is the Shirt Crafter business.
Yes, it
is. Where you make, hats and bumper stickers and, you know, promotional items. And you've been on my case for a long time saying – MZ, you have a radio station. The first thing a radio station should have is bumper stickers. Where are your bumper stickers?
Cross promote for your sponsors.
Yeah,
you know,
all this kind of stuff.
Giveaways for the sponsor. Your sponsors are the ones I always worried about. Like, let's pump them up. Let's get stuff out. Let's give stuff away and get them pumped up because those local businesses need help too.
They sure do.
And they're the ones that are paying the bills here. So how do we build something was my thing. How
so you've made something? Me feel 2 inches tall, and rightfully so, because I should be no more.
You guys have a really incredible and wide listener population here that I've seen. I've talked to so many different people. They're young, they're old, it's just all walks of life listen to this station. I know you guys don't realize it, but
no, I'm beginning to think that. See, traditionally, I'm beginning to believe that. Traditionally, the talk radio has been an older person's demographic, maybe 35 plus.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously, the more older you are, the more likely you are to listen to talk radio.
Well, look at Nikki Frediani, runs Shirt Crafter with Aaron.
Yeah.
She listens.
Yeah.
You're surprised that she came
no,
in?
No, no.
They all listen.
Ari, yeah.
They're younger. They're younger kids, man.
But I think they listen because you
– No, they listened
you
before.
Them.
No, it was separate. When they heard you were coming in, they said, oh, man, are you kidding me? She was nervous. And I said, what do you listen? She goes, I listen, yeah. There's a lot of people that
listen.
You know,
it's so funny. In the beginning, when I first got the radio station, I hope I didn't have like a big head or a big, you know, kind of a person that you don't want to be around because they think they're, you know what, doesn't stink and you know darn well it does. I think I've gotten past that, And I realize that this is, it is what it is. It's a local radio station.
Yeah,
but
fun.
It could be a local radio station. It could be a more effective local radio station than it has been.
I think I think you're picking up steam here, to be honest with you, with some of the promotions you're doing and some of the people that are coming on board and the way you're mixing up the, you know, you got the liberal talk show.
And I want to talk with you about that next hour because I know you've got some. I want to talk about some of the phone calls you've made to me out of exasperation.
We can talk about your president, Barack Obama.
My president?
Yes.
Our president.
I do want to say one thing about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And it's a story that, like I said, I had a lot of mentors. I still do. I have these people that I go to. The most horrific thing that was ever said to me, and I was so mad when it happened, was Mike James told me one day, and I had this idea about Divot Mat, and I built a business plan, and I went online, you know, and I'm not educated. Didn't go to college, and we don't want to go into my high school career. But I didn't do anything, but I learned how to do it. Mike James says to me one day, he looks at everything, read, and come back. He goes, come back tomorrow, and I came back, and he looks at me and goes, all right, I'm going to tell you something. He goes, are you willing to put everything you own on the line for this? And I said, what? He goes, no, before I go any farther, are you willing to take your house, your car, everything you own and risk it to do this? And I couldn't answer him. I was like, what are you talking about? So he goes, come back when you can answer that. And I left. In about 20 minutes, I called him. I said, you know what? What is this? What are you telling me? You want me to put everything? He goes, until you're willing to give everything you have, he goes, you're not an entrepreneur.
Ooh, good way to end hour one of KSCO Santa Cruz Salinas Moderate.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Stanley. A second Saturday session in a row for the U.S. Senate.
Mr. Bennett of Colorado.
The clerk calling the roll as Democrats.
Mr. Bennett of Utah.
Prevail on the way to an expected vote tomorrow on that $1.1 trillion spending bill. The Republicans say the bill goes way too far in funding earmarks the special projects for various senators in their states, but it's mostly aimed at funding the government. $447 billion for operating budgets for various departments and another $650 billion for entitlements like Medicare and Medicaid. Today, the Republicans threatened a filibuster on the bill. That was rejected on what you just heard, a 60-34 vote. Now, once this bill passes, only the $626 billion defense budget will remain to be passed. The North Koreans now saying they'll cooperate with the U.S. on nuclear issues. And while that's a little vague, the special U.S. envoy to North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, who was just there and secured that pledge, says the U.S. needs to take it one step at a time.
As far as the immediate future is concerned, as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has noted, this may be a time to exercise a bit of strategic patience.
Bosworth in China after leaving North Korea. The aim is to get the North Koreans back to the six-party talks on the North's nuclear programs and ambitions. The first commercial fallout from the Tiger Woods sex scandal has hit the champion golfer. One of his major sponsors, Gillette, saying it's going to limit Wood's role in the marketing of Gillette products. A spokesperson saying Gillette will respect Wood's decision announced on his website yesterday to take an indefinite break from golf while he works on his marriage after acknowledging for the first time that his, quote, infidelity has hurt many people, not the least of which are his wife and children. A Pakistani official now says those five arrested Americans who wanted to join jihadist groups had, in fact, been in touch with the Taliban and may have been headed to an area where the Taliban has set up shop. The five are still expected to be deported back to the U.S. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
We live in a country where freedom is prized and anything's possible.
This place is a dream.
When things go wrong, we lift each other up.
Now there's a website where you can share your own personal stories and talk about what makes this country great.
Americans are tenacious. We hold on to our beliefs until we get there.
Log on to realamericanstories.com and join the experience. realamericanstories.com.
We're all in this together.
Fox News is on the job hunt.
Coast to coast coverage.
This is the great American workforce.
Where the jobs are moving.
A little bit of an economic check-in.
What industries are growing.
It is a niche market.
And how you can capitalize.
57,000 jobs listed.
They want people who are educated and experienced.
We're on the hunt, getting you the facts that will get you back in business.
Times have definitely changed.
Now they're seeing their economic future start to grow.
Good news for a lot of folks out there.
Every night, go on the job hunt. Only on the Fox Report.
Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, began last evening. And in Israel?
It's not nearly the biggest holiday, and Hanukkah is mainly for the kids here in Israel. Their parents give them money instead of presents. Every night, family and friends gather to light a candle on the menorah and sing songs and play with dreidels. Some say the cutest part of Hanukkah is the traditional recitals in most every kindergarten here. The shows put on by the wee ones for their parents involve the kindergartners singing and carrying candles. Among the special sweets for sale in the markets, a kind of donut-like pastry filled with jelly, chocolate, or honey. In Jerusalem, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Houston elects a new mayor today, and if the city controller, Anise Parker, wins, Houston will be the largest U.S. city to elect an openly gay mayor. College football's equivalent of the Best Actor Oscar is awarded tonight, and who's in contention for it?
Five players are up for the Heisman Trophy. Ndamukong Suh, defensive tackle, Big 12 defensive player, and defensive lineman of the year. Colt McCoy of Texas, last year's Heisman runner-up, holds the NCAA record for most wins as a quarterback. Toby Gerhardt of Stanford. He set Pac-10 record for most rushing touchdowns and points scored in a season. Halfback Mark Ingram of Alabama led the team to the SEC championship win over Florida, holds the single-season rushing record for the Crimson Tide, and Tim Tebow of Florida, former Heisman Trophy winner, first sophomore to ever win. Some think he's the best to ever play college football. Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
The French rock star Johnny Hallyday, who is to France what Elvis was to the U.S., is now in a medically induced coma in Los Angeles after a botched operation in France. Hallyday is 66. He's had a series of health problems, most recently a herniated disc that required a back operation 2 weeks ago. But his spokesman said he got an infection from that operation and needed more surgery, too, so he went to Cedars-Sinai in L.A. for that. He's been put in a coma to rest. He'll be brought out of it next week, expected to recover. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your Central Coast forecast here for the weekend. We got rain and wind and some thunder today with a high of 57. The south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's going to be about 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. Tonight, showers early into steady rain overnight. Half inch of rain expected and a low of 46. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunday, steady rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon with a quarter inch of rain expected, high of 57. West-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, there is a small craft advisory in effect from 10 this morning through the evening. The south winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming southeast 15 to 25 knots by mid-morning. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. And tonight, southwest winds 15 to 25 knots. Wind waves 3 to 5 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. And on Sunday, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west swell 8 to 10 feet at 11 seconds. And showers. Current temperatures, 54 degrees in Salinas. It's 53 in Watsonville. 53 in Monterey. And we're at 52 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 11:06 and 51 seconds on this Saturday, December 12, 2009. Up next, second hour of the Saturday special. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Hey, Nikki. Let's see. I didn't see you at our Thursday evening.
I was listening while I was driving.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because we did see you at the holiday party a week ago on December 4th.
Good times.
But we didn't get to see you at the third annual Think Local First Radio Eggnog.
It went really well because, I mean, I was on the other side of it where I heard it on the air.
It was
real smooth. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, Charlie did a great job. Michael, Rosemary, the whole staff just performed amazingly. And
yeah, it was really cool.
The catering was fantastic. And, but we missed you. But one of the very interesting people that I met is Gina Mesiti Miller. Hope I'm pronouncing the name right. My apologies if I had, from Mesiti Miller Engineering. And a whole lot of people, probably 150, 200 business owners came through KSCO and took the tours to the bomb shelter and through the whole facility and everything. We all had a blast on Thursday. And when I found out that Gina Macedi Miller is a civil engineer, civil and structural engineer, I said to her, you got to do something about the La Selva trestle, the La Selva Beach Railroad trestle. Because it's disgraceful. It's ready to fall. It is so rusted out and rotted and corroded that there's going to be a tragedy there someday. I mean, I'm afraid to walk across the darn thing because my weight could send the thing tumbling. What'd you say, Scott?
They still run trains across
there. Well, you know, since the Lone Star RMC Lone Star cement plant in Davenport closed, I'm not sure they run trains there at all or as much. But if the fact that the choo-choo tracks are there and there can be a train running and that there has been a train running until very recently, and I might be wrong, maybe still runs occasionally.
Yeah, you got to.
It's very, very scary.
Every statement like that. I'm not an engineer, but
yeah. Well, Gina sent me we'll go over this a little bit, but I just want to, if there's time here, but for those of you who have ever hiked across the railroad. Choo-choo tracks there in the La Selva Beach vicinity, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it is so... I even have a video that I shot on my iPhone 3G that I could put up on YouTube for people to see how awful it is. I haven't done it yet, but I will. Anyhow, Gina did some research and sent me a nice email yesterday telling me about the history of this, and we'll do this later on. But right now, at 10 minutes after 11, on hour number 2 of the Saturday special, on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, it is time for a world premiere K's commentary.
You didn't even start the show.
Oh, okay.
I like that lady.
All right, let's do that. Thank you.
Well, for reminding
me. Yeah, see? Yeah, thank you. Here we go. You mean this. New callers. We're sick and tired of the same old callers saying the same old things all the time. New callers only from now on.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Oh, was that on the air when I said all we want is new callers? Was that on the air? Did that go out over the air?
Yeah.
Well, I meant it. Okay, do the K's commentary, please.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's whirling.
Our current president either forgets we have a constitution or doesn't care. There's nothing in the Constitution that states the federal government can force universal health care with or without a public option. We have the federal government run and dictate rules on universal health care and arbitrarily steal $500 billion from Medicare, which we, the seniors of the U.S., paid into and need for ourselves. That won't work. If the current Senate health bill passes, it could be challenged as illegal. We the people should all stand together and refuse to purchase the insurance jammed or rammed through, which automatically makes our country socialist. It's time for all U.S. states to follow Oklahoma and assert themselves. Oklahoma recently passed a law, 37-9, and a few liberals were in the mix, and the law was an amendment to place the Ten Commandments on the front entrance to the state capitol. The feds in D.C., along with the ACLU, said, oh, that would be a mistake. You can't do that. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Several weeks ago, a law was passed declaring Oklahoma as a sovereign state, not under the federal government directives, joining Texas, Montana, and Utah as the only other states to do so. More states are likely to follow, like Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Florida. The federal government has made bold steps to take away our guns. Oklahoma, a week ago, passed a law stating that people in that state have the right to bear arms and transport them in their vehicles. I'm sure that was a setback for the criminals and Obamaites. Liberals did not like it. But guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Just this month, Oklahoma has voted and passed a law that all driver's license examinations will be printed in English only and no other language. They have been called racist for doing this. But the fact is that all of their road signs are in English only. If you want to drive in Oklahoma, you must read and write English. Really, it's simple. By the way, the Attorney General doesn't like any of this. Guess what? Who cares? Oklahoma is doing it anyway. Isn't it really way past time for all the states to speak out and become assertive and proceed to do what our federal constitution says the states can do? And tell Obama, Pelosi, and Reid to scratch the House and Senate universal health care bills and come up with something proper and simple created by both the Republicans and Democrats in Congress? Something that does not take up 2,000 pages? Something that would take up maybe 10 pages? A bill of 2,000 pages is in many ways dishonest because it's full of irrelevant provisions called earmarks and lots of other bullpucky. Also, why didn't Pelosi and Reid allow our Republican representatives in Congress to have any input whatsoever in creating these health care bills? Aren't we supposed to be the United States and not the divided states? Let us speak out, because we are on the verge of losing our government as we know it. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Is that a pre-pubescent Michael Jackson?
Yes, it is. Pre-white change or nose job, whatever you want to call it.
Free all of that, huh?
All of it. Yeah. I love the Jackson 5, though.
They're
great.
Amazingly talented. Welcome to hour number two.
Don't shake your head at me. Inappropriate.
Who, me?
No.
Scott.
Scott was.
Yeah, Scott was shaking his head at
me. We don't talk about Tiger Woods or Michael Jackson.
Oh, don't we?
No, we do not.
I do. So you guys can
bear
with me.
You can talk about whatever you want to, because it is a freak country. No, a free
freak
country.
Yeah, you're talking about Michael Jackson. It's a freak country.
Be careful.
Your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCR, number two of the Saturday special. Scott Gold, our special guest today, an entrepreneur. And I like to talk about entrepreneurism. Haven't had any phone calls at first, but we didn't invite them, and I didn't want them. Now we have three without even inviting them. But I'll go ahead and invite phone calls. 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to call us. If you want to shoot an email, it's mz@ksco.com, and I have it open. or I will have it open, or I'll check it periodically.
Listen,
and you
to
can
some
talk about all
trash.
Kinds of things here, but I do want to talk. We want to finish what you were talking about right before the news,
yeah,
Scott.
Just the story was that I got this, you know, one of the guys I kind of looked up to, and was owned several businesses, a big publishing company, and he owned a local business, and he basically threw down the gauntlet on me and said, "Hey, if you're not willing to give up everything you have no right doing this." And I was really upset about it and called him back.
No right doing it, or
just
no,
you
or
don't
no
don't
business.
Even bother. Don't yeah. no business. If yeah. you're not willing to give it everything you have, he goes, because guess what? When you do this, you're going to have to give everything you have. And I thought it was a God. I called him back 20 minutes and said, "This is everything. What's wrong with you, man?" And he said, "Hey, come back when you're willing to talk about giving up everything." And the funny part is, I've literally had to do it a couple times where I've just put everything on the line. And interestingly enough, he's true, and he had to do it himself and kind of came off on the bad side of it, you know, where he had put, you know, his local business and...
Without mentioning names, so he
just recently, yeah, they just shut down a couple stores and
it's
going through it. The bright side is, I think he's kind of turning that around and started another company. But it's still, he was 100% correct. There is no reason to try something unless you're willing to give it everything you have. And I really mean that. It's sometimes it's so hard doing this, and the same thing we talked about earlier, Michael, is your life changed? Is it different? Because
we talked about some things off the air that the listeners didn't get to hear.
Look at one of yours is the station. Did you have to put everything out on a limb to get this and to do it?
I didn't have to, as it turned out.
But did you? But were you up against it first?
I was willing to, and I approached family members and said, "Hey, you want to make this a family enterprise?" And my folks, the other family members, says, "This is investing in a radio station is not something that we would normally do in a million years." But we know, because you are so passionate about this, that it's very important to you and that it's not going to be a bad investment. Well, I don't know.
You've done well.
Okay, well, you pointed out that it led to a lot of other things.
Number one, a good quality of life.
That's right.
And that's the most important thing, I think.
You're right. You pointed that out, Scott.
Creating a quality of life for yourself.
And I appreciate your doing that. Not that I didn't recognize that I'm one of the most blessed people in the world. And I do appreciate that. So are you. And people who are blessed, and it's a shame if they don't recognize it. In fact, I think it's a sin if they don't recognize it.
Yes.
So, anyhow, you're listening to the Saturday Special, hour number two. Special guest Scott Gold. We're talking entrepreneurship and history of some of the neat businesses that Scott has started and is engaged in building. And we're talking about that's the main subject of our program. And if you want to call in, 479-1080 is the phone number to call. We invite your phone calls. Traffic Lackey, welcome to KSCO. You're on.
Hey, everybody. You guys were talking about bumper stickers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think a good bumper sticker would be like the KSCO logo, and then somewhere on the bumper sticker would be an advertiser's logo, and you could charge the advertiser premium to have essentially a moving billboard on the back of everybody's car during rush hour. So it would be KSCO, and then there would be the business name on there as well, you know. So I mentioned that to you several times, Mike, and I think, you know, what would Scott think about something like that?
No, I like it. I like I said, we're interested in doing any cross promoting we can do. I think we could tie it in as far, you know, charging them extra or whatever. I think it would be an inexpensive way to add value to their advertisement here. You know, I don't know about
traffic
how to charge
lackey.
Yeah, I'm not involved in the charging part of it. I just know that that's a good idea because it ties them into the station and it ties them into more advertising.
Right.
Just so you know, traffic lackey, you're right. You have you have suggested that to me and a lot of other neat ideas over the years. And the reason they have not been implemented is the following: laziness on my part. Getting tied up in just the day-to-day operation.
I'm going to call him TL because I don't want to call him Traffic Lackey.
That's great.
TL. Hey, last night, Jacques, and I can barely pronounce his last name.
Jacques Delacroix.
Delacroix was at the shop last night and did a whole tour through there. while he was talking to me, we made him some bumper stickers. He was very impressed. I actually designed them myself and printed them and everything. So.
See, that's something that you need to put out about shirt crafters. You have the solid state digital equipment to
yeah, we printed and cut them, and as he walked out, I handed him a stack of bumper stickers.
And if someone wants to order one or 100,000 of anything, you can do it.
So as far as
and get it out
as
really
far
quick.
As TL is concerned, yes, it's a simple process. I've been trying to get the logos from the actual sponsors for the last couple of weeks. I've got their names now, but it'd be nice to have their digital logos. So at least they, you know, our thing is we want it to look good, because if it doesn't look good, people aren't going to put it on their car. So.
And I might as well use this opportunity to reveal to the KSCO audience that a world-class KSCO website is on its way. I signed a contract earlier this month. With an excellent web designing company that has done a great website for a radio station in Southern California. And
I'm glad you took my advice on that one.
Yeah,
I did. To go with the people that actually did it.
I did take your advice, yeah. And it was good advice. And I got an email yesterday from the owner of that company saying, MZ, sit tight, you know, by the end of the weekend, first of next week, I'm going to be able to show you a prototype of the brand new KSCO website. And, you know, the website, just a redesigned website that's nicer to look at than the one that we have, isn't going to be worth much if it's not properly maintained.
That's
going to be the trick.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
What I also think in regard to the website, what you could do is you could post businesses on there as well.
Probably with the scrolling down the side of it with all the businesses. Bottom or side, they constantly be scrolling
through.
We'll
have a business directory component of it.
Yeah, but it's nice to have all of them scrolling on the side. You always know who's there for you and who's...
Yeah, what you could do is you could have some kind of commission based on who goes through your website to buy products from the local advertiser, and probably even become a distributor of the products yourself. And administer.
Well, it sounds like Dr. Corey Gold all of a sudden.
Right, yeah, something like that. And you have the you call it Blanco Basura, which is backwards. It's Basura Blanco.
Only for the women.
Blanca, I should
only
say.
For the women.
Right,
backwards.
Right. But me being, American of Mexican heritage, I think a good one would be Mexicana or Mexicano Sucio, which translates to Dirty Mexican.
Yeah.
And I would wear the shirt.
Or just simplify it to Naco.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Naco? That's a town in Arizona.
Yeah, it also means...
Anyways, I'm listening to the show today and really...
I watch myself. I keep trying to swear on the air, and it's the hardest thing I've ever done is to keep from swearing.
Because you're Blanco Basura?
I think I have a new... It's basically a new, you know, someone I can actually donate money to, and I think I'm going to start donating to the Tourette's Foundation, just because I think I might have early onset Tourette syndrome because I keep biting my lip and I want to say the F word. Can you say the F word?
No.
Not the F, you can't say F word.
Well, I'm saying
I'm not saying the F word.
I've actually seen a radio station that was call letters KCUF.
I know. Now, listen, Traffic Lackey. I was going to do that. I was going to call the FCC and see if I could change the call letters of KOMY,
right,
to KCUF, and I decided not to.
Yeah, but
never. No. If we do any more, we're going to get in trouble.
What does TL do? Traffic
Lackey was the traffic.
I know. Is he still here or not?
He's around. He wants to do a radio program.
You need someone that can kind of spearhead this whole marketing cross promotion thing here, because we're doing a horrible job at it. You and I.
Well, being in the demographic, being 34 years old myself, I think it would take somebody who's of my generation to target certain audience demographics, because I'm of that demographic, and I understand, what those people or these people are looking for in a radio station or on a website or what have you.
And you do. It's true. You've been a person like someone else I know who at a very young age decided he was very interested in radio. And you've been interested in radio since you first since we first became acquainted with you at your age of 21 or 22, am I right?
Well, I've been listening to talk radio since I was, 13, 14 years old. I used to like to, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I used to like to smoke weed and listen to Rush Limbaugh every morning.
Yeah.
And, that was entertaining. But I've been interested in radio since I was
What do you mean used to?
Well, yeah, well.
I don't know about it.
Exactly.
You know what traffic lag he's doing in the morning now?
Yeah, well,
He might even be doing it right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe even a shirt that says Wake and Bake or something.
So does that mean if we popped on a little Rush Limbaugh right now, you'd fire up?
Oh, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be Rush Limbaugh, but, talk radio, I think, is conducive to a good buzz.
All right.
Instead of the same 10 songs on one of those FM stations.
That's why it smells like it does in here.
Right.
No!
Oh, okay.
Not here.
Is Glenn Fisher there?
No, he's not here.
Oh, okay.
Why would you ask that question?
Well, he talked about the aroma in the air.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, yeah. Glenn has hosted programs here, and he's talked about finishing the program and going outside in the parking lot and lighting up some weed.
Right.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, and I was shocked and horrified.
As long as it's medicinal marijuana, I think it's okay. Anyone smoking the illegal stuff is probably wrong, but if it's medicinal, I'd say yeah, go ahead.
Well, what about having somebody come on the show and do bong hits while you're on the air, and then describing how they feel, or maybe tempting them with certain food items and
Yeah, you could even do dry runs on the bong hits. It wouldn't, it's still going to make the same noise, and not have any illegal marijuana here.
Exactly.
Good. I like the idea.
I think it's only
as
illegal
long as
if you actually
get in trouble. Don't get me sued. Don't get me fined.
I know TL is going to say it probably should be illegal
or
for
arrested.
Doing even a fake bong hit. Should be illegal,
Yeah.
Right. Well, if they legalize it, I hope they don't tax it. Because that'll just make it more expensive.
Are you kidding me? Come
on. That's the reason they would legalize it.
I know. If they legalize it, I hope they don't tax it. That's like saying, if Santa Claus comes, I hope he leaves me a present.
Well, I understand that's the main reason why they'd like to legalize it.
I mean, come on. That's the only reason they
exactly.
Like to do it.
But, all it will do is just increase the street thing going on.
Well, no, but welcome to the cigarette market. That's
hey, since you know a lot about radio, Traffic Lackey, What do you think of the caller frequency on KSCO? Do you get tired of the same old callers, even though we love them? And I don't want to insult anybody, but I have this thing about the same old callers calling all the time.
Well,
they should leave it open. And if the host isn't good enough to attract anything other than the same old callers all the time,
no
then
pressure.
The radio station's no good, and it shouldn't even bother.
You said the host, not the guest, right?
I said the host.
Okay, good.
I said the host.
What you could do is you could turn these callers and just into characters and come up with theme songs for each regular caller,
mm-hmm.
and just
But it's still going to get boring after a while.
No, not
That'd
really.
There'd be interesting to pick some songs for some of these callers, too.
Right. And maybe, like,
I could think of some funny ones.
You could record Ace's Laugh, and play that in the background with somebody's, being funny or humorous.
Yeah.
So, just different things. Make drops.
Okay, so what you're saying is
that
I should lighten up about the whole, frequent caller thing, huh?
Well, you gotta build from square one. That's just the beginning.
I'm with him. I think that you have him on there, but you see a new caller, bump him to the front.
Yeah, that's exactly, we've always done that.
Yeah.
At least I've always done that. The hosts here are, the hosts are in charge of the program content of their program.
And never leave a caller on hold.
Yeah, let's move forward, TL. Good idea.
Okay.
All right. See you
later.
Bye-bye, Traffic Lackey. Okay. Brookdale Mike, a first-time caller. Welcome to KSCO.
Mike, you are the best talk show host in town, let me tell you. Man, KSCO is my favorite radio station. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Good. So nice to hear from you, first-time caller, Brookdale Mike.
Long-time listener.
Yes. Do I understand that you are acquainted with our guest?
Yes, I am. And he was a really good cop down there in Capitola Village. I remember that. Hey, Scott,
what made him a good cop in your
opinion? Well, he was concerned with the kids. All right? He was really concerned with the youngsters that were getting drunk down there all the time. And he was trying to point out to them that they shouldn't be doing that, In fact, I called Scott one time Scott, I'm Mike Lee, by the way. You remember me, right?
I'm the voice sounds familiar. I'm good with faces.
Okay, I lived at 207 Monterey Avenue before it burned down.
trying
and
to think.
I used to sing down at Balzac Bistro.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Mike Lee is Thursday night at Balzac Bistro.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the kids used to come over in the grassy area between the 207 and the one at Gummow owned, you know, he owned both those buildings. You remember Gummow's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then he used to come over. They used to come over there and they'd somehow get the beer. And you stopped me one day.
There's a million ways to get the beer.
Yeah, I know. You stopped me one day on Stockton Avenue. I was walking.
Okay, you know what, Mike? Thank you for the comment, but I could feel all of the dials tuning out of KSCO because I'm sorry. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Nikki. Yeah, is it time for a break? Yeah, it's time for a break. Welcome. Yeah. If you want to give us a call and talk to Scott Gold or me about anything, 479-1080, and now is the time to call because there's absolutely not one caller. Not one caller after that.
I feel you know, partially responsible for that.
Well, you should.
I told you I couldn't fill 2 hours.
But listen, Andy Anderson said to me, when the fish stinks, it stinks from the head.
I want to hear some good white trash stories. We have a show coming out here, hopefully, pretty soon.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
I want to hear.
Is it going to be called Blanca Basura on television?
It's going to have Blanca Basura somewhere on it. It might be Blanca Basura TV, but it's basically going around the country and hanging out with the working class of America and rating the level of white trashness they're living. See how they live all over the country.
Great idea.
We started in Texas. It looks like we're going to Alabama, Kentucky. We're getting down.
So we're
to
not
the going
south. To see you around these parts
oh,
very
yeah.
much,
it's only,
huh?
Only 2 days a week you get to go do that. It's not every day.
So you're going
to
jump on a plane and a
lot of drinking.
Uh huh.
A lot of drinking. It's so far that's how it's the whole show's gone. It's just basically drinking.
So you'll keep us informed about the progress of the show and where and when it's going to premiere and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we've got Dan in Capitola who's called. Welcome to the Saturday special with Scott and MZ, Dan.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
I had meant to listen earlier. What's your guest name?
Scott Gold.
And he sat in for Corey a couple of times. But I had...
Once, I think. But, once, boy, you made a great impression. Yeah. If he thinks it was twice. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I had meant to tune in earlier to listen to your whole show, but I... the reason I'm calling is because of your entrepreneurial effort, and what I'm calling about is to find out how to get products made that are my ideas. You know, I would prefer to stay stateside.
Love that.
But, you know, just for the economics, because my big pet peeve is the destruction of the middle class and moving off all our jobs offshore is just, you know,
without revealing too much, I agree with you 100%. I try to do everything here. I try to do everything in Santa Cruz. Then I move out into the state because there's a lot of issues. What you're saying, even with a corporation, I was forced to file a corporation in Delaware recently, but also filed as a corporation in California because. And it wasn't for the taxes, and it wasn't for that. The final stage was because of the type of business it was. Legally, I had to do it. Otherwise, we have California corporations. Why? I want to pay taxes where I live. I want the money to go to California. I want the industry to stay here. I'd love to stay in Santa Cruz. But I get what you're saying, and that's kind of my whole goal. And you can only do it so much, though, because sometimes you're forced to, whether or not you're going to be able to produce something, you will not be able to do it here. I mean, in our alcohol product, the government made it so I can't produce it here, the whole thing. It's the way, the concept, they've made it impossible to make here. So.
Well, I guess, you know, I've looked into it a few times to do it offshore across the borders, and I've been very disappointed with it. I wonder if there's possibility I could contact you during business hours.
Yeah, not a problem. You can call me back.
Yeah, give your phone number or you.
Yeah, give me your phone number and I'll call. Give me your phone number and I'll call you back.
Well, I don't want to give my phone number.
Oh yeah, call back. What I'm new to this whole thing. What I meant was call back or get Nikki, give it to Nikki off the air is what I meant to say.
Would you like, we should do a Scott at KSCO.com email address for you, okay? And it'll just land in your regular email address, okay? Which you can give out now if you want to, but it might be.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That'd be an honor.
But wait,
it to Nikki and I'll call you back today, Dan.
Okay, so we'll put you on hold, Dan, okay? And thanks for calling the Saturday special. Next caller, Maureen in Scotts Valley. Hey, Maureen, how's it going?
Oh, hi. You know, I just wanted to make a comment about, you know, how you seem very worried about the frequent callers.
Yes. Not worried, just, I don't know. I just don't think it makes for good radio. But maybe I'm all wet. And if you disagree with me, let me know.
Let me give you another angle on it.
Because
a lot of people that listen to the radio, they're kind of passive listeners, but they really enjoy it, like myself. I very rarely ever call in.
Uh-huh.
But it's like all these people that call in a lot of the times, they're like characters in a soap opera. And you know how people get hooked on soap operas?
Sure, sure.
And even if you don't agree with their politics or you actually know what they're going to say, it's kind of entertaining.
Okay. Well, but the other side of that, and I'm not arguing with you, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think that when someone hears a familiar caller calling in to, who calls into every single show, and we do have a caller frequency rule, it does not get enforced because Rosemary gets sick or something happens, and it just doesn't get enforced. So the truth be known, anybody who wants to call every single show can call KSCO and call and get on every single show. If they're an addict, then they have to do that, and they will.
No, I understand.
You know, I think that destroys the radio station. I think sooner or later, even you would get tired of listening to that, and you would tune to another station.
Well,
and that's not a good
thing. That is true. But you know, just to give the other side of it, where we don't know these people, but we kind of know them through, and they're characters.
If they're going to say something different each time. Perfect example of a character is Richard N. Watsonville. There's no greater character than him. You never know what he's going to say. Ever.
Yes, exactly.
All the other, I can't think of any other frequent caller where you don't know exactly what they're going to say to the word because they're all one thing.
I have to agree with Maureen and disagree too.
Like Big Gun Gordy and
some of them are like.
And I love Gordy and I love Jan.
Some of them are like.
I love them.
Some of them are like.
And they love the radio station.
Some of them are great. Some of them are bad though. Some of them are like characters in like a Japanese talk show where you don't even know what they're saying.
I've got to believe that I, who've got the biggest vested interest in chaos. SEO than anybody, you know. And if I want to tune it off, what are the listeners in general thinking?
No, I mean, I often disagree. I have a completely different idea of what these people say, but it's kind of it is for me, it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're saying, too, but I just wanted to give you that side of things.
Anyhow, it means we have to do a much better job so that we have enough callers who are new and different.
All right.
Because they always get priority anyhow. And the old callers understand and recognize that, too, and they don't get insulted when...
Yeah.
And if they
I like the angry callers myself.
So do I.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not angry. I'm going to say goodbye.
Thank you.
I wish this was a...
Thank you.
I wish this was a liberal show because then I could say the election of Obama was because there's more lazy people in the country than working class. And then the whole thing would light up. Like,
right. Yeah, if it was a liberal show, that's
it's
what
not, though. So it's
speaking of the liberal show, you understand that our friend that you have called me several times beside yourself... I'm talking about David Corsi.
David Corsi, the hang-up king of California.
The hang-up king of California.
That would be a great one. The hang-up king of California.
I think the reason he quit is because we never provided those shorts that we
no
talked
way.
About. I think that's the
that's
real
not
reason.
Why.
Huh? I think that's the real reason. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
It's
but
not.
After
it's
a while...
Now you're putting it all on me, man.
No,
you
no,
lost your
not me. Not you. Me.
Me.
Me. I take responsibility for everything,
it's
always.
Like if the phone doesn't ring, it's because of you. I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that...
But you used to call me and say, how can you have this guy on the radio?
It's where we love an angry caller. I think his answer to the angry caller was the hang-up. Just hit the button. Why do I have to deal with this, you know? I got that big final exam tomorrow. I didn't study. I'll just call in sick. That's the equivalent of hanging up on someone.
Yeah.
take your medicine, go in there and stand up and be proud. You believe in all this stuff. You know, the thing that angered me about that whole scene lately was how he had a guest on from Canada. He had all these Canadian people talking about how great the medical system was in Canada and how great their care was, and the level of care was incredible. And you guys don't know. He says, I know this for a fact. So I personally researched this and called people I know in Canada and said, what do you think about this? And one of the things that happened was a friend of mine lost his son in Canada at the hospital, and he researched it and said if he would have been in a hospital here, 9 out of 10 of the kids that suffered from this heart condition lived here. 1 out of 10 lived in Canada. Things like that. Where
you mean survived rather than
survived,
lived?
Survived. Yeah, survivor lived. Is there a big difference there?
Well, lived could mean, you know, reside in.
I guess that's the only reason. Yeah.
But anyhow, so you used to call me and say, how could it makes no sense. I mean, and the guy doesn't get many phone calls compared to the conservative hosts, right?
Yeah.
And after a while, you decided that it was a good thing and that you agreed with my putting on.
I did.
By the way, as a liberal host, I think Dave Corsi is excellent. And I've always said that.
I think
he's
just
a good guy, too.
For me, it strengthened their stance and strengthened what these people are looking for. And you got to hear this other side and really question yourself and see if you believed it. Oh, yeah, this is good. And Obama's doing good things. And everything Obama does is perfect. And he says all these things. And it really made me realize that I think we're heading in the right direction now that he did get elected, and I think, you know, I forget
because people will know once and for all that it's a big mistake to go down this road if it's not too late,
and
it doesn't destroy the country already.
Like Jacques said last night to me, he said, no, he goes, we'll get the Senate back, we'll get everything back now and get it back in the right direction. We'll go ahead and back in the right direction, which I agree with your mom, too, that I think that a fair tax would be just the best thing we could possibly do right now. I don't think it'll happen, but I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I agree with you on both counts. That voice belongs to Scott Gold, and Scott is a occasional host on KSCO, good friend of the radio station, and he has manufactured all of the KSCO T-shirts and hats, and I think bumper stickers are on the way one of these days, as soon as we can design one or two or six.
Yeah, you could have Jacques do it, because he does a good job at designing stickers, actually.
Oh, wow.
They're very, very good.
Great.
They're
because
they probably get taken off your car, though. They're pretty gnarly.
Oh, cool. All right, and if you want to call us, we'd love to hear from you. We got 15 more minutes, during which we will have a commercial break. Our phone number is 479-1080 in area 831. The email address is mz@ksco.com. And let's go to a commercial break here. Nikki, take it away.
Hi, I'm Katya.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki James.
And we are from the Beaver Gardens Radio Show.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Katya?
Let's try and singing a song. A song? I love singing.
What type of song do you want to sing?
The jingle thingy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. That one?
Oh,
la 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 la.
Oh, the Carol of the Bells. That's the one.
La 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 la.
We want to wish everybody a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, the feeling is making me dizzy.
Oh, I know.
If you're planning an office party, a holiday gathering, or a New Year's celebration, remember, for a safe, fun, and festive way to celebrate the holidays, have plenty of Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider on hand. Martinelli's, in the traditional champagne bottle, is the perfect choice for your holiday gatherings. It has all the elegance and sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. And you know, Martinelli's has the best flavor because it's made only from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from foreign concentrate like most other brands. Martinelli's looks great, tastes great, and complements all your favorite foods, from party snacks and buffets to holiday dinners. Martinelli's, fun, festive, and non-alcoholic. Enjoy the original, Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868.
This is Stephen Martinelli. I'm here with my son, John, the fourth generation president of our family's 140-year-old cider company.
All of us at Martinelli's wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
It's becoming increasingly more difficult for hard-pressed businesses to maintain their employee health insurance plans. If you are a business person in search of lower-cost alternative, I may have the answer for you. This strategy can help your employees pay for individual or family health plans through payroll deductions. And these individual plans may cost as little as one-third the group plans. Use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the options to help your employees access their own individual health plan. I will make sure that they get the assistance that they need to choose the best coverage at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to healthexchangeforall.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's healthexchangeforall.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. We all have been given the Bill of Rights drafted by our forefathers. They gave us liberties and freedom basic to our American way of life. Well, I decided to create the Bill of Rights with the relation to your home. Your home has basic rights. It has the right to stand there proudly. Your home has the right to a leak-proof, fireproof roof. Your home has the right to be properly ventilated to avoid musty trapped air and mold. Your home has the right to be insulated against the elements of heat or cold. Your home has the right to look nice, to stand tall and proud. Your home has the right to be protected by warranties and companies willing to be able to be there on a moment's notice. Your home has rights against insect and critter invasion. You know, if your home could talk, I'll bet its rights would be violated in some way or another. Here at Knox Roofing, we're here to defend your home's rights. Just give us a call at 461-0634. Okay, thanks, folks.
What connects you to your doctor? Our guess, it's the relationship you've built together, the quality of care you receive, and that your doctor lives and works in this community. That's why, if you're Medicare eligible, you should consider enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan accepted by PMG, Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County. By enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan with Physicians Medical Group, you're assured affordable, preventive, and routine medical care. This, plus access to over 300 local physicians and 42 specialties, both state-of-the-art hospitals, and convenient walk-in care. And best of all, it's all provided by a PMG primary care physician or specialist who, like you, is proud to call Santa Cruz County home. Visit us online or call 465-7800 to learn more. Your doctor, your plan. Medicare Advantage with PMG, Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County.
I am Professor Christian Gruber, conductor and artistic director of the Santa Cruz Chorale. Monday at 7:30 p.m., the Santa Cruz Chorale will sing the music of Lukas Osiander, Johann Walter, Michael Pretorius, and many others, particularly including a Magnificat by Dietrich Buxtehude. Hear our live rehearsal Monday at 7:30 p.m. on KSCO Radio and attend our concert Saturday and Sunday at the 19th and 20th.
Brought to you by Benito and Azaro's Pacific Gardens Chapel. Locally owned and operated, Pacific Gardens Chapel is the quality standard in Santa Cruz.
Welcome back to Saturday special hour number two. Real quick from Marshall, you're on the air. Hey, Marshall.
Hey, or Crazy Marshall.
Okay.
You're like the only host and Corey Gold that don't hang up on me all the time. I think people don't really understand where I'm coming from.
Explain.
You
know,
Well, you know, my father used to say he was a beloved optometrist on the Pacific Avenue Garden Mall for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to like it when people would come in and say, "Man, you don't know where it's at." And he would say, "Well, tell me where it's at." And then they would say, "Well, man, like, I mean, if you don't know where it's at, man, I mean, like, I can't tell you."
Is it crazy with a C or a K, Marshall?
With a C, I believe.
Okay. Get that out of the way. Why? Where are you coming from?
Extremely conservative, but I usually call in after I've been drinking.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What do you drink? What's your poison? What do you drink?
As long as you're not driving.
Yeah, of course not. Whiskey. World wars were won with whiskey. I made that up.
Oh, right on. I'm a whiskey drinker myself. I love it.
Sweet.
Okay, so what'd you call about, Marshall?
Just that I love the show. I love KSEO, and I'm wondering why people hang up on me. How come you don't hang up on me?
I know you should hang up on him right now. It was a perfect segue to hang up on him.
That's just what I was thinking.
Okay. That was rad.
All right. Tim in Santa Cruz, you're on the KSEO Saturday Special.
Hi, how you doing?
Tim, good.
Yeah, listen, I drive up and down California quite frequently, and I like AM radio, but it's like a desert out there for anything interesting to listen to. And
you know why? Because everything is syndicated. Everything, and I don't even want to own a radio station if we're going to just be another conduit for programs that you can get at 100 other stations and all over the internet. Why bother?
That's a very significant point, and I agree with you. And there's something going on, and maybe you know more about it than me. This is your business, but you know I do have an ear. I like to listen to Michael Savage.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't find them anywhere. There's only like a station like in Bakersfield, and then
The reason is because he's an amazing, passionate broadcaster for sure. But as a broadcaster, here's my assessment of the reason why you can't hear him. It's very, very difficult to sell advertising in the program because so many advertisers, both local, regional, and national, have said, anywhere but Michael Savage. We don't want to be associated with Michael Savage, even though Michael Savage has pretty good ratings on most of the stations that he's on. He didn't do all that great for us because we had him for several years.
Right.
But what we did know that even though he didn't do very good ratings, I don't know. And we gotta move on because
the syndication thing is true though. Because yesterday I was talking to someone who called me. The radio was playing and I was listening to a song and I started singing it when someone called me from Texas and they go, "Oh, that's on the radio right now in Texas." So all these stations are tied together now. You know, they're all listening. We're listening to the same thing in other states, exact same thing.
So enough already. We want to be different, and that's what we will continue to be. By the way, we're going to have different progressive hosts, but different liberal hosts. I think we're actually going to have Dave Corsi on for a while, one day a week, not 4 or 5 days. And we're going to have Brad Cava, formerly of the San Jose Mercury News, radio columnist for 26 years. He's going to be doing Monday. And we're going to have a different host every day. So stay tuned. And Tim, do you live in the area?
I do. I'm native to Santa Cruz.
Oh, great.
I go between here and L.A. all the time.
Obviously, a truck driver.
Let me propose something to you.
Yeah, real quick, because I only have about 15 seconds. I got to do something else before it to close the show.
Well, you can talk later, but I'd even be willing to explore to get a sponsor for Michael Savage.
Send me an email, mz@ksco.com, okay?
All right, thanks.
Great, appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
So, Scott, thanks for being a guest here today. Nikki, I don't know whether it's on the log, but the eulogy, I want to dedicate this program to my best friend, Jose Novo, who passed away this last Wednesday. And very soon after I heard the news, which was not unexpected, I recorded a eulogy or an eulogy, and it absolutely needs to play in this program. It's about 3.5 minutes long. Have you got it there, Nikki? You're looking for it?
Can we hang the microphones at half?
Oh, say that again?
Can we hang the microphones at like half mass?
We are doing that here. So you can't find it? This is terrible. This is terrible. It's been playing on every. It's supposed to play on every show. So
what's it called?
MZ Jose Eulogy.
Okay. I'll find it.
Okay. Can you just can, give me do a you second. Remember it? Can you just say it? You probably have it memorized, right? No pressure.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just say he was the business manager of this station for 10 years from 1996 to 06. Can't find it still? Okay. Well, we'll just forget it. We just won't play it because can't find it. What a shame.
Keep going.
What a shame.
Just talk about it. I'll find it in a second.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. It's difficult for me, folks, because it's sort of emotional, and as you can, I don't even think it's it's had its full effect. I don't think it's really set in yet. When you know that someone is going to die because he had cancer, and it was a very fiercely aggressive cancer, what do you say? What do you do? I mean, you go over and you visit. You tell the person how much they've meant to you. That's what I did, but it's not something I'm used to doing every day. And as I said in the eulogy that I wrote and pre-recorded, where everything came out the way I wanted it to come out, I believe that a person shouldn't have to die for to be notified of how important and what how important a person is to other people. In other words, eulogies should be done before a person dies so that they can still hear it. Now, I don't know. I believe that a person lives on, so. So I suppose they heard it anyhow, even though they were gone after, you know, they were gone first. They died first. You got it? Okay, play it. Thank you.
The following is a special message from KSCO owner Michael Zwirling.
All of us at KSCO and KOMY are saddened by the passing of a beloved station family member and my best friend of 40 years, Jose Novo, Wednesday morning of cancer. Jose was the station manager of KSCO for 10 years, from 1996 to 2006. Jose and his mother Maria, we all call her Mama, came to the USA from Cuba in 1967 in search of a good life and a good education for Jose in this wonderful free country. We met at a Santa Cruz High homecoming football game in November 1969. I was a second-year student at UC Berkeley, and he was a senior at Santa Cruz High. What a cool dude with a great voice, amazing sense of humor, and extraordinary intelligence. We immediately connected. I was fascinated and amused by the cultural difference and took advantage of Jose's deficits in understanding our customs and idiosyncrasies. I was Jewish. He was Catholic. And originally from Spain, I called him Spick. He called me Kike. When we first drove across the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge together, it was on the upper deck, and Jose wondered why all the traffic was going in one direction. With a totally straight face, I told him that the authorities changed the direction of traffic according to the time of day, gauged by the commute times. He believed me for about a year until he discovered that there was a lower deck to the Bay Bridge. We used to love to discover and enjoy new ethnic foods together. He was fascinated when I told him the origin of matzo balls from the popular Jewish matzo ball soup. I explained that the matzah is an animal that runs around in select parts of Israel, and that matzah balls were a delicacy because of all the work involved in chasing and catching the matzah and cutting his, well, you know, off. Jose loved to revert to his native Spanish language whenever it suited his sense of humor. As a frequent visitor to Casa de Michael, as he would call the Zwirling family home in Santa Cruz, he was highly amused when my mother Kay had a new expensive white wool carpet installed wall to wall in the house, and she restricted my father Barry from walking on the new carpet without first taking off his shoes. Dad would grouse, "But I paid for this damn carpet, and I'm not allowed to walk on it?" But Jose cooked up an hilarious fictional scenario whereby a neighborhood dog ran into the house and took a dump on the new white carpet. It sounds much funnier the way Jose put it. Pero se cagar en carpeta de que. That sentence cracked us both up for years. We traveled, hung out, went on walks, and did what close friends do. Those times were wonderful, and the memories are and will always be equally wonderful. To Mama, daughter Jackie, and ex-wife, an unbelievably good friend to the end, Kathy, I and Jose's KSCO family extend the most heartfelt condolences and hope that you, like me, will take comfort in the belief that Jose, who loved to travel, is at peace now in heaven, having completed the grandest journey of them all. I love you and miss you, Hose. Enjoy your new environment. Just one footnote. Why is it that someone has to die before he or she is eulogized? Wouldn't it be better for the person to be able to hear the kind words of love and affection while still alive, if possible? That's what I think, and that's why I wish I'd have written and spoken these words before rather than after Jose passed. Yeah, why didn't I do that? Anyhow, that's the Saturday special for today. Thanks for being here, Scott Gold.
Thanks
for doing a great job, as always, Nikki James. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight on your favorite radio station and on demand at SaturdaySpecial.com for the next week.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12:02. Here's Fox News.
And Julia. Johnny Depp is notorious bank robber John Dillinger. Stephen Graham is his partner, Babyface Nelson. Channing Tatum is like-minded pretty boy Floyd. And Christian Bale's Melvin Purvis is the FBI man out to stop them all in Public Enemies. And the Fox Life blog at foxnewsradio.com or the Fox Life podcast at foxnewstalk.com has even more. In New York, Rob Maurer, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Life.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Life on Fox News Talk.
In the wake of President Obama's announcement of a troop escalation in Afghanistan, some Democrats have expressed concern about the president's plan and the potential for extended U.S. involvement there. No one has been more vocal than Ohio Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who spoke at an anti-war rally in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Park a short while ago.
Congress must demand withdrawal from the war. Congress must pass legislation to put millions back to work. Congress must pass legislation to provide health care for all.
Kucinich, joined by former member of Congress Cynthia McKinney and others at what was billed as a No You Can't rally. In the other war, a focus on renewed violence in Iraq.
Restive northern Iraq is the biggest threat to the country's security, says the U.S. military. There today, three policemen were killed by a roadside bomb. Further evidence some here want to destroy law and order. It comes as Iraq's ministers of defense and interior are being interrogated in a special parliamentary session. They're facing demands to know how